That's Al Ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, a very unfortunate accident happened in the Jotham Down store. While the old fellows were putting some cases of merchandise up on the shelves, the step ladder broke, causing Abner to fall and drop a heavy box on Lum's head. Both Lum and Abner immediately interpreted this as a deliberate attempt on the part of the other to cause a fatal accident and thus be able to collect his partner's insurance money. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, there's an old saying, folks, that few things are impossible if diligence and skill are used. Now we know every job requires diligence and skill. But the occasional lack of sleep can easily rob us of these two things. For example, the lack of sleep from nervous tension and from overwrought nerves can make you cross and irritable. And that's why we say, try Miles Nervine for that occasional sleepless night. It's a mild but effective sedative which has been making good for over 60 years. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a quality product. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store. His head is bandaged, and he is giving Squire Skimp his version of the accident.
Well, now, Lum, do you actually believe that this was a deliberate attempt on your life?
I know it was. No good and well it was. Abner stood right up there on top of that ladder and dropped that heavy case of stuff right smack on my head. Done it deliberate.
What do you know about that?
I can tell he was acting awful peculiar up there. Ort expected something. Ort knowed better than to stand under him when he had something that heavy in his hand.
Yes, that was a bad position to let yourself get into all that long.
But you see, all I was worrying about was that gun he had in his pocket.
Yes, I know that.
I never figured he'd try it this way. From now on, I'm going to be on guard against everything. Guns, boxes, knives, ties, and everything.
Well, from the looks of things, Lum, that sounds like the only wise course to pursue, all right. Lum, you didn't get a concussion out of this, did you?
Get what?
A concussion of the brain. I mean, did Doc Miller mention anything about that?
No. The way my head feels, though, I believe I got something worse than that. I'd take the bandage off and show you the bump, but it's too hard to rough it up again.
That hurts pretty bad, huh?
No, it throbs something wonderful.
Oh, check that.
You know, you can get an awful headache out of something like that.
Well, I don't wonder, no.
Fact is, I still feel awful weak and dizzy from it. Feel like I'm going to fall down every once in a while.
Well, maybe you better go on home and get in bed instead of trying to work, Lum.
No, I ought to, but, you know, somehow I feel safer being here in the store where I can keep an eye on Abner. When he's out of sight, I might not get panic-struck, wondering what he's up to.
Well, yes, but you should at least sit down, Lum, or even lie down. You're liable to have a fainting spell if you're not careful here.
I reckon you're right.
No, yes, I have to watch that.
I have to admit it, I do feel awful dizzy right now.
Hey, you don't look good either.
I could lay down back there in the feed room, but ain't nobody to watch the store. Abner ain't back from the dealers yet.
Well, I'll watch things for a little bit, Lum. I can't stay for very long, but I'll be glad to stay long enough you get a little rest. How soon will Abner be back?
Oh, he ought to be back pretty quick. Especially he stopped off summers to buy some pison or some dynamite or something.
Well, now, Lum, you just go on back there in the feed room and lie down.
Well, I sort of...
Go on now, Lum. You need it. Do you mind if I use your phone?
No, go right ahead. Help yourself.
Just want to call over the place and see if there are any messages. Hurry up now, Lum. You get back there and get some rest now.
Yeah, I'm going. If Miss Pomeroy calls, tell her we got a couple of bolts of Alton flannel in now.
Yes, all right. Hello. Hello, Cora? Oh, yes, this is me, your husband. No, I'm over at the Jotham Down store. Lum had a little accident. A box fell on his head, and I'm sort of helping out till Abner gets back. Yeah, well, I just want to know if there'd been any phone calls for me. Just a minute, there comes a customer.
Hey, Mr. Abner.
No, it's just Cedric. Be with you in a minute, Cedric.
Oh, thought you was Mr. Abner.
If anybody calls, why, tell them that they can reach me here. All right, Cora. Goodbye. What in the world have you got there, Cedric?
Two glasses of root beer.
Root beer?
Oh, yes, boy. Ice cold. Made it myself. Mama helped me. Where's Mr. Lum and Mr. Abner at?
Well, Abner isn't back from making any deliveries, said Cedric, and Lum's in the feed room lying down. He's not feeling very well.
Reckon he'd like some root beer? Homemade?
No, I don't believe so, Cedric. It's best not to bother him right now.
Yeah, good. I brung this over for him and Mr. Abner to sample. See, I'm going in business for myself.
Business?
Yes, well. Yeah, I set up a little root beer stand out in front of our house. Ice cold root beer. Homemade.
In this kind of weather? Why, Cedric, it's almost down to freezing today.
I know it, but that's why it's ice cold.
Why, you won't do a nickel's worth of business, Cedric. Nobody puts up a cold drink stand in the dead of winter.
Well, that's why I done it. No competition.
I see. Well, no.
That all out by myself.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
Yeah, Papa's proud of me for doing it, too.
I'm not surprised.
He said I was getting to be more of a dunderhead every day.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Mr. Squire, what is a dunderhead?
Why, whatever you think it is, Cedric, my boy.
That's what I thought, boy. Well, I better be getting back to the stand and melt up some more root beer.
Melt it up?
Yes, Mama, I got a little stove there. Tell Mr. Lum and Mr. Abner to be sure and sample that root beer I left for them.
Yes, all right, Cedric, and good luck in your new business venture.
You're welcome.
Hello, Spat and Skimper. I mean, jot them down, store. How's that, Cora? Oh, who? Oh, by George, I want to see him, too. Well, I'm pretty sure I can unload some of those securities on him. No, I can't bear to leave where I'll leave here yet. Tell you what, better send him over here, I guess. And wait a minute. I see Abner coming. Tell him to wait. I'll be right over there. Yes, whatever you do, don't let him get away. Yes, all right, Cora.
I don't feel long until the coast is clear.
Well, hello, Grandpap.
Hey, hello there, Squire.
Say, would you and Abner take over here? I've got to get over the place and take care of some business.
Take over? Why, whereabouts is Lum?
He's back in the feed room lying down. He's feeling a little weak as a result of that accident he had yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been sort of looking after things, but I'll see you later, man. I've got to hurry.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, much obliged for helping out, Squire.
That's all right. I'm glad to do it. So long.
Yeah, so long. So Lum's lying down, huh? More like he's back there setting a trap of some kind for you.
Yeah, no telling where that varmint's going to strike next.
I know one thing. I ain't going to let him get me up on the top of no ladders again.
Oh, no, sir.
You know, he could have killed me making me fall off of that thing, Grandpa.
Well, that was his idea. Then he could go ahead and collect that $5,000 in insurance money.
Yeah. Well, the land sake. Look at there.
What's that?
That looks like a couple of glasses of root beer there.
How can you tell it's root beer?
I can smell it. Smells like root beer. That's it. Sure
it
will.
It does smell like it, don't it?
Don't, that's just what I want, too. Elizabeth fried some ham this morning for breakfast, and I've been thirsty.
Abner, put down that glass.
Huh?
Put it down.
Well, I'm thirsty.
Well, can't you see what you're doing? Walking right into one of Lum's traps.
Trap?
Why, sure. There's poison in that.
Hi. Oh, my goodness alive. I'm glad you stopped me. Why, sure, that's what he's done. Just destroyed the world, Grandpa. He's put some poison in the thing.
Of course he did. Long left them sitting there and figured the first thing you'd do when you come in was drink the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, did he know you had ham for breakfast?
Well, not that I know of. He could have come over and peeked in the window, though, I reckon.
No doubts about it. No doubts at all. He knowed you'd be thirsty.
Dog as I am, too. You reckon there's poison in both of them glasses?
No, of course not. He more than likely figured you might be suspicious, so what he's aiming on doing was drinking one of them himself to show you there weren't nothing wrong with the root beer, and he'd hand you the one with the poison in it.
Why, that's fine.
That's what he's doing.
I wish I knowed which one of them was the one without the poison in it. Sure looks good, you know.
Well, don't touch it, Abner. Just don't
cold?
Touch it. Wait till he comes in here and picks up one of them, and then you'll know that that's the one without the poison.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're so pigeon-toed thirsty, you can drink that.
Why, sure. My hat was in there. Come
on. Oh, I see you're back, Abner.
Yeah?
What about the squire? Did he leave?
Yeah, just a few minutes ago.
How's your head feeling today, Lum?
Well, not so good, to be honest about it, Grandpa. Throb something wonderful.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's Too bad.
Well, for goodness sake, what's this? Looks like root beer.
Yeah, root beer.
You know, I was laying back there just wishing I had something nice and cool to drink.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, the way my head's been aching, this is going to feel mighty good.
Wait, just a minute. I'll take that glass you just picked up there.
Well, I don't see what the difference is. Both look alike to me.
Oh, they do, huh? Well, all right. You take the other then.
All right, but I still... Uh-oh. No. On second thought, I believe I'll keep this. You drink that up.
Oh, no, you
Go
don't.
Go on, let's see you do it.
I ain't thirsty. I don't think.
Well, what do you want with this glass for, then?
Well, I might have thought I was thirsty, but I see now that I ain't.
No. Oh, howdy, characters.
Oh, hello, Cedric.
Well, how did the samples go?
You mean them souvenirs we give out for our reopening?
No, I mean, here, what's this? You ain't drank it yet.
Huh?
Well, if you don't want it, I do. I like it.
Cedric, put down that glass. Don't drink that stuff. Oh, Cedric, my goodness alive.
Oh, that's good.
Well, don't drink no more, Cedric.
No, you're getting poisoned.
Poison.
Why, Short, give me that glass.
Oh, I'm poisoned. Help, I'm going to die.
Come on, Cedric. I'll race you to the doctor.
Yeah, come on.
I don't think I can make it.
Go on, Cedric. Go as long as your only chance.
Yeah, hurry up, Cedric. I'll take care of you later.
Well, I don't know exactly what happened to Cedric, but whatever it is, it certainly won't help to lessen any of the suspicion built up in Lum and Abner's minds. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, every single day throughout the winter, millions of dollars are lost by wage earners because they can't go to work due to common colds. And you, too, will be lucky to escape a cold this winter. And that's why we say it's wise to be careful when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. When you start catching cold, just call on Alka-Seltzer. It can give comforting relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. You like the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Now, here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest, eat wisely, dress warmly, and stay out of dress. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat which often accompanies a cold. It's so soothing and effective. Really, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. It's compounded by the Miles Laboratories from a secret scientific process. Get a large package from your druggist and then follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment.